Today was supposed to be simple, like wake up, exist peacefully, maybe drink water like a responsible adult. Instead, I'm 3 outfit changes in. I lost my wallet that was in my hand, and a stranger somehow thought I was their tour guide.
Excuse me, what? You were a tour guide, lost, and overdressed for no reason, all in the same day?
So, in summary, wardrobe instability, object misplacement, and accidental employment.
Yes, exactly. That's the whole vibe today. Welcome back to Laugh Vibes Daily, your daily dose of harmless chaos and laughter. Let's keep it fun today, because apparently the universe already renewed us for another season.
These are my favorite days, honestly. I call them surprise episodes written by the universe. You think it's a rerun, suddenly there's a plot twist, and you're like, why am I in this storyline?
From a technical standpoint, these are low-stakes system malfunctions. Nothing truly goes wrong, but everything stops making sense.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. So, hear me out. This made me laugh. I woke up and said the famous last words, "Today is gonna be chill."
Nope, that was the mistake. That sentence summons chaos. You basically filed a request with the universe.
I'd assign that statement a preemptive chaos score of 7 out of 10. You tempted fate verbally.
Okay. Let me walk you through this. Step 1, my outfit. Simple hoodie and jeans. But then I checked the weather app, and it said, feels like summer, but might also snow.
Weather apps are emotionally unstable. I stand by that.
So obviously I panic. Outfit number 1, hoodie, too warm. Outfit number 2, t-shirt, immediately felt like a poorly planned popsicle. Outfit number 3, chaotic layering that looked like I couldn't decide if I live indoors or outdoors.
Outfit overreaction sequence, unnecessary but relatable. Chaos score 4, mostly internal drama.
I love that you were basically arguing with your own closet. Meanwhile, the weather was like, I never promised clarity.
All right, Casper, calm down. I finally leave the house, right? Feeling brave. I pat my pocket, and suddenly my soul leaves my body. I can't feel my wallet.
Oh no, the classic, the instant heart drop.
I stop in the middle of the sidewalk like a buffering video. I'm doing that frantic pat-down. Hoodie pocket, jeans pocket, bag, reality, nothing. I literally whisper, "No way! Seriously?"
At this point, you've entered what I call the phantom wallet zone. You lost it emotionally, not physically.
Exactly. I start mentally canceling cards, rewriting my whole life. And then I notice something. My hand, my wallet, is in my hand.
Stop. No, absolutely not. You made yourself the main character of your own missing wallet documentary while holding the wallet?
Chaos score, 6, because there was no actual problem, just maximum drama.
This is too funny to be real. People on the street definitely saw me like, wow, this person is losing an argument with their own pockets.
I'm not buying that you stayed chill. You definitely did the fake casual walk after, like, yeah, I meant to emotionally collapse in public. Performance art.
Of course I did. You have to pretend it was intentional. So, I survive the wallet saga, and I'm like, all right, the worst is over. Plot twist, no, it's not.
Statistically incorrect, but continue.
I'm standing near this group of tourists, just minding my business, and one of them turns to me and goes, so, what's the story behind that building?
Oh no, you became an unpaid tour guide.
My brain just froze. I look behind me like they must be talking to someone official. Nope, it's just me, in my confused, layered outfit, apparently looking like I know things.
To be fair, chaos layering often resembles local guide energy.
So I panic, and I just commit. I go, ah yes, this building is very old.
You did not. That's the level of detail my brain provides during an exam.
They're nodding seriously, taking photos, and I'm there like, probably built a while ago. I basically said nothing with full confidence.
Unofficial tour guide moment. Chaos score, 8, because you introduced misinformation into the ecosystem.
Imagine them going home like, our guide told us it was, old. Incredible.
By the time I got home, I had lived 3 lives. Confused stylist, dramatic wallet detective, and discount historian.
Okay, my turn. My personal plot twist day started like a movie where the main character is too confident. I left the house like, I am organized, I am on time, I am thriving.
Dangerous mindset.
First scene, I hop on a bus. I sit down, put my headphones in. Life is good. 5 minutes later, I look out the window and think, I don't recognize anything. Not one landmark. Not even emotionally.
Oh no, you were on the wrong bus.
Fully. Like, not even, oops, one extra stop. I was on a completely different storyline. I checked the route, and this bus was basically taking me to a bonus level.
Transportation plot twist, chaos, score 7. Low risk, high confusion.
So I get off, walk back, shrug it off, still trying to be that organized main character. And then, surprise rain. Out of nowhere. From sunny to, did the sky just pour a bucket on me?
And you definitely didn't have an umbrella.
Of course not. My umbrella lives permanently at home, nice and dry, useless. I'm out there doing that half run, half power walk, trying to pretend I'm not wet.
Weather ambush. Chaos score, 5. Classic inconvenience, visually funny.
I finally get to this place where I'm supposed to be, see a long line outside, and I join the back like a responsible citizen. I stand there for 10 minutes. 10 full minutes.
I can already feel this going wrong.
Then I notice no one in front of me is holding what I'm holding. The sign near the door says a completely different thing than what I'm here for. I am in the wrong line.
Line confusion. Chaos score 6. Time was sacrificed.
The worst part is the walk of shame out of the line. You can feel everyone behind you thinking, ah, another one.
This is chaos, and I love it. Your whole day was just light bullying from the universe.
Objectively, both of your days were fine, but subjectively, comedy gold.
Okay, wait, what? You're acting like your days are perfectly normal, Arthur. No glitches? No plot twists?
Oh, I have them. I've simply decided to classify them. I actually developed a user guide for unplanned chaos.
Of course you did. Of course there's a manual.
Section 1. Mild inconvenience. Examples. You pour cereal before realizing there's no milk. You open a drawer and it stops halfway for no reason. Your phone autocorrects OK to OKA, and now you sound dramatic.
That last one is emotional damage, though.
Section 2. Unexpected detours. You take a wrong exit and accidentally discover a shortcut. You walk into the wrong room, pretend you meant to be there, then immediately leave. You try to say hi and hey at the same time and produce whatever that sound is.
That sound is pure social chaos. I've done that and then avoided the person for 6 years.
Section 3. Full comedy gold. You wave back at someone who was not waving at you. You answer a question that wasn't directed at you. You start telling a story and halfway through realize no one else finds it as funny as you do.
I feel attacked, but also seen.
Same. Why are you like this, Arthur?
I don't see the problem. Categorizing chaos makes it rewatchable.
Speaking of rewatchable, let's do a quick round of completely useless backup plans. Like things we pretend would keep our day calm, but absolutely wouldn't.
Okay, my backup plan. I carry a notebook to stay organized, but all I do is write one dramatic sentence in it, like, "Today I will be unstoppable," and then lose the pen.
That's not a planner. That's a prophecy with no follow-through.
My useless backup plan is setting like 9 alarms. Do I wake up on time? No. I just do a small concert of snoozing for 30 minutes.
You're not waking up. You're just doing a rhythm section in your sleep.
My backup plan is telling myself I'll leave 10 minutes early. I never do. I just give myself 10 extra minutes to stare at the wall.
Interesting, but wrong. My wall-staring minutes are essential.
Bottom line, none of us are actually preventing chaos. We're just decorating it.
And that's all right, because once you survive the tiny disasters, they turn into highlight reels.
Yeah, if you're in the middle of a personal plot twist day right now, just remember, this is future you's favorite story. Right now it's annoying, but later it's comedy.
Exactly. Wrong bus, weird line, phantom wallet, fake tour guide. None of it ruined our lives. It just gave us free material.
Consider it evidence that the universe is a bored sitcom writer trying new plots.
Okay, wait, what? That actually explains a lot.
So, if the universe wrote you into something weird today, a random detour, an awkward moment, a tiny mishap, tell us.
Go share your funniest harmless plot twist from today on social media and tag us at Laugh Vibes Daily. We want your wrong buses, your lost but not lost wallets, your accidental tour guide moments, all of it.
We might read our favorites in a future episode. Chaos scores included.
All right, that's our episode of Surprise Chaos for today. Thanks for hanging out in this little sitcom with us.
Stay silly, stay happy. We'll see you in the next chaos.